The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Francis Albert. Yep. Take me by the hand.
He's going to take me by the hand.
Lead me down the path.
And he's going to lead me down the right path.
To righteousness.
To righteousness.
And what?
And all that other mother jazz.
Whoops.
In Frank the
Sinatra.
Right tempo.
Count Basie, baby.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Are you dancing? Come on, dance with me.
Fill
come
my
on.
Heart with song.
See, I would do this.
Let
you
me
no, let me hear it. You want to go like this. You want to go like this.
You are all I long
right?
For.
All right? I got my hand around your waist and your arm is out. Right? You go there. And that's the beat. It's like,
In other words,
but then I learned this. You want to double time this. Like this. Boom, boom, ba-down, boom. But can you do that, Al? Will you do that with me? Come on. Come with me.
No.
Come close. Let's dance.
Don't touch me.
You got 200 crunches.
Don't touch me.
You're in good shape.
I'm getting there.
You did 200 crunches in
200
the gym.
On a machine. You know, with there's weight attached to it, so when you're crunching.
You look great.
So.
You look great.
I'm trying.
You're a great broadcaster. I heard, Frankie, you would laugh. People
I
come
find
up.
That hard to believe.
No, but they love Frank. They know Frank, and they know the right. importance of Frank Morano on the show. And
oh,
I gave
they
him
were
shout.
So happy he was back on the air yesterday. Let me tell you.
But,
apparently, I'm one of Morano's top fans on his Facebook page. Which is
ironic. It shows show you how Facebook doesn't know what they're talking about, because
right.
he doesn't even listen to the
right,
me
I don't
Sunday.
Listen to the show.
And it's so early.
Right.
God bless you for getting
I throw an esoteric comment in it.
Frankie, you should tweet that picture out of the great
thank you.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, he's...
Like that, I'll barrel through interrupt
well, I don't
you.
Care.
Let me
That's
tell you about Star Trek. No, go ahead.
Please, no, please tell us. Tell us more. You and Brent Spiner. He's coming back. He's going to be on the new Picard show on CBS All Access.
Best move they could have made.
Yeah,
best move they could have
so
made.
So January it airs. So I may have to. What do you got there? You got a deck of cards there? Is that
so? No, this we have got such a dedicated listener who loves you. By the way, he's one of the Al Gattulo fans.
Yeah, you know,
and he listens to the Piscopo show because he's a Gattulo meister.
They're a little rough. Those fans.
No, at Border Fox. He's our man, Border Fox. He's a guy. I have to tell you, and I hope he doesn't mind. He's an Irish immigrant, legal immigrant, whose son serves valiantly in the United States Navy. And I don't want to tell you where his son is stationed. I want to protect his privacy, but he's a true patriot. He's a construction worker in New York, and he's very dedicated to the show, and he's a great American. So I have to do this, Frank. Forgive me as we go. Apparently, there's a game. I have a deck of cards with the picture of Trump on it. Donald Trump's picture on it. President Trump, TrumpCard270.com presents TrumpCard270, an original new card game. Play your Trump card, pick up states, gain votes. First player.
Electoral college.
Listen. First player to get 270 votes wins. It's the New
Hillary
Jersey.
Loses every time.
This is I wish coming soon to Amazon. So apparently they came up, contact us at what is this? I guess you could view Trump card. If you look at Trump card, yeah, Trump
looks
card.
Like a free
Trump card. Why not? TrumpCard270@gmail.com. TrumpCard270@gmail. You want to check it out? This looks like a fun game. I should open it up. We should play it, Frankie. I guess you try to get the electoral.
I think it would
college.
Be fun. Why not?
That's a great. Anyway, well, listen, the dedication, and I said this at the 6 o'clock hour intimate hour, the dedication of you listening. I tell you, it is with such respect and love. They came, and everybody came out to the Madison Theater. And I want to tell you, you know how Mr. Crowley, our boss, always takes credit no matter what we do. It's Jerry who brought success to this great show.
Naturally. And to you, personally.
But personally, yes. You know what? He's right. He is right. And remind me, I got to run out right after the show, but I wanted to thank Mr. Crowley. I may as well do it right on the air. Every one of those folks, as we sold out the Molloy College Madison Theater show on Saturday night, was on the radio station. And from this. And a couple, Neil Cavuto sold a couple tickets for
Very
us, too.
Nice.
But really, but I don't forget about that. The power of this radio show. They all came out and they all listened. They were all there because we're all like-minded. And you know what else?
You're not going to send out a big email thanking everybody by name and copying everyone else?
No. Come on, do it.
He's alluding to it.
Let me write it for you, please.
Okay.
And then omit certain people. Just forget about certain people.
So a big congratulatory shout-out to John Catsimatidis and to Mike Gallagher, by the way, for getting Donald Trump Jr. over to this great event with Kevin McCullough. So Kevin McCullough did a great job. Great broadcaster. Kevin, I know.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you get irritated by something. McCullough's a great broadcaster. He really is. So,
and a nice guy, actually.
And a nice guy. He is. And he's a great father. And I enjoy it. When he did the morning show last week, you have no idea
how
refreshing that was.
Wouldn't know. I wasn't
well,
here.
Then
I was Al, I was
great broadcaster. Kevin was a great broadcaster.
Great.
So
was.
Now he did that day. Yep. And then he did the big thing at the...
Bobby Vance,
thank you.
In Midtown.
And it was big. And you got to thank John Catsimatidis because the power of John Catsimatidis. I mean, John's a very humble, very good guy with the beautiful family, of course. But he, you know, I mean, Don Jr. hears Catsimatidis. He's going to show up and he's going to hear Mike Gallagher, who's very close to the president of the United States. And Mike's going to get Don Jr. over there. And so Kevin wrote a big email apparently thanking everybody, which I thought was very gracious of him to do
that.
See, I can prod out. I will go half hour on it.
No.
You stop to be politically correct.
No.
And not unload inside station business.
You went
I
could
talk about Eric Metaxas and the Marshmallow World fiasco.
That's coming up next. Listen, now that you unveiled
you
the curtain.
Sing it, though.
Now that you unveiled the curtain. Uh-oh. So Frank forwarded me the email. Thanking
from
everyone.
Kevin.
Right.
Let me tell the story.
Yeah,
then.
Please.
I'm tell the story.
Oh, God. This is inside mindless gossip.
First of all,
and Kevin, we love you, man.
I want to reiterate what a resounding success this event
was
for our station.
For the radio station.
And for Kevin,
actually.
I mean, about 300 people there. It was packed.
Yeah.
Sold out like
standing
that.
Standing room only, right?
Yeah, it was packed. And I was listening. I listened to the whole hour on the radio as I was doing my recyclables. And voting.
Wait. Yeah. What were the recyclables?
Well, so I bring cans and bottles to the grocer to get money back. And sometimes, not only do I stockpile them, but my mom stockpiles them.
Lest anybody think you make money in radio, I give you Frank Morano. Recycling to get
Frank
money.
Frank was born 50 years too late. I swear to God.
No, but so I was running around. Yeah. I was voting. I was doing my recyclables, everything else. And I listened to the whole hour.
Plastic bags into the...
No, I listened
I got some cans. Headphones. Hi, we're here with Donald Trump Jr. Let me see. Is this glass or is this plastic?
10 cents.
No, I listened to the whole hour. It was quite good, actually.
Mr. Donald Jr. only have 85 cents.
Don Jr.'s a
he
superstar.
He was fired up, and Kimberly Guilfoyle
rock stars.
Was great.
Rock
you
stars,
know, she was great. And Andrea Catsimatidis, who co-hosted the hour, she was terrific. And Kevin was good.
She's on fire.
It was
and Kevin, Kevin's always good.
But
yes.
It's like, this is the thing with Kevin, right?
Uh-oh.
It's like, he had a great event.
This is fun.
No, it is fun. And I love Kevin.
Sorry.
In fact, I bought him a drink not long ago.
Did he reciprocate?
Not yet. So I'm still waiting for him to reciprocate that Uber ride that I paid for on the way to the station cruise, which he said we were going to split. But that's
Festivus
another story.
Is in December.
Exactly.
The airing of grievances.
No, but so you know, this is the thing with Kevin is he has a great event. He does very well for the station and for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And then he totally ruins it with this, over the top email. Right. So I'm not going to read the whole email.
I almost did a spit.
I'm not going to read the whole email. But the subject of the email is with a very full heart, exclamation point. Now, okay, then he begins. Now, he sends this to Jerry, our boss, and to Joyce, but then he copies 12 different people, including you and me, right? So now you'd think maybe just something short like, hey, this was a great event. Thanks for all your help. Thank you, everybody, for helping me be successful. And
end of email.
Right, you'd think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Joe, he does this absurd, lengthy email thanking everybody by name and copying everybody else.
Well, so it's just, he was excited, I think.
It doesn't come across as excited. It comes across as being obsequious, you know?
Frank has written some emails.
But
intending them to be made fun of.
Right.
Like, but this was done seriously.
I'm still reading the last email he sent a couple of months ago.
Wait until you
long.
See what I'm working for on New this year Eve? For New Year's Eve. Oh, I may do this. I may incorporate the individual.
And
thank
I think you should copy John Catsimatidis
right,
and Jerry
copy
and Phil Boyce.
I was going to write back to this because we were thanked. I'm just going to read. We only have a 4-hour show, so I can't read this whole email. But let me just read the line where
he
we're
can't
thanked.
Wait. He can't wait.
Well, let me just read the line where so we're exciting. Thanked. He thanks us. If you helped us promote this ahead of time with on-air support and positive encouragement, Joe P. and Frank M., thank you. Also, thanks for coming home. Morning radio missed you sorely. But... you know what? But this
thank
is,
you.
Joe,
I'll take that.
No, but it's the kind of email like the CEO of the company would send out. You know, it's absurd.
I love it. I love it. We love you, Kevin. Hey, 8:15. I love the gossip. I'm sorry. Hey, let me go to Ruth in Queens. Good morning, Ruth. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Buongiorno.
Come va? Everything all right?
Tutto bene, grazie. I just want to say. I was at Molloy on Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
It was spectacular, your show.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
And I brought you two new fans. A friend of mine and I came together. She was, her mouth just hung open all evening, and she kept saying to me, I can't wait to tell my father, what is the station? When is he on? So,
Ruth, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You are so, did you come back? And I should know, did you come back and say hi? It was so crowded. Maybe I missed you last Saturday night.
I really wanted to, but Rose was too shy, which was too bad. Too bad.
Next time.
But I got to tell you that one of the things that was so touching is your acknowledgments, like Omar. You acknowledged Omar. You know, you give people more than just a face.
Yeah.
You give them, like I said, acknowledgement, and Angelo and John and the people who traveled with you to Italy.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
It wasn't Ilan Omar. It was Omar Daniels, the sax player. That's what we're talking about, right?
I gotcha.
You know
exactly.
What? Ruth, God bless you. I know what it takes. And, you know, when I do a personal appearance, I always know that you got to get in the car, you got to drive, you got to park, you got to get the tickets, and it never goes by me. So with great respect and love and appreciation, and to your friend Rose and to Rose's dad, thank you, and hopefully we'll see you at the next one. Proud to have you there, Ruth. We appreciate it very, very much. I'll tell you, I was with, if I can, 817 right now, and we'll go to John Bramnick coming up. And your phone call is always on the Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. John Cagliani, and I'm glad, Ruth, thank you for bringing that up. Probably the best jazz pianist in the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? You, an internationally renowned jazz pianist. He worked with Lionel Hampton at 19 years old. He conducted for Mel Torme. So now he plays all around the world. His most revered. He could hit those keyboards. So this was so funny. So I do the show, and John is there. We do 2:45. No one in the place except you and me. And he plays that. And it was a huge, big shout out, by the way, to the Madison Theater and to Angelo at the Madison. They had a grand Baldwin piano the size of my living room. It was big, and I was so proud to bring the maestro in and say, John, look at this. We call him Johnny Chops because he's so good at the piano. So we do one for my baby, and then he's playing his heart out. And then Omar, who booked the band with Rick Gordon, shout out to Rick Gordon, my music director. They got all the charts. They worked so hard. So it's the end of the show, Frankie. End of the show. And then I'm backstage. I go, wow, this is great. And I'm sweating. And it was like, wow, what a great 2 hours. We did 2 hours. The audience wouldn't leave. They're standing and they go, Joe, like this. And I go, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, John and I didn't even think of an encore because I brought Luigi Minetta on. And a shout out to Louie's mom. What a glorious gal she is. Listens every morning. And to Mrs. Minetta, we love you and thank you. So, I mean, Luigi crushes That's Life. He's a cop. He's an NYPD Medal of Valor recipient, undercover kick-butt cop for 30-something years on the force. Great guy, serving this city. I said, here's the NYPD at its best. Boom! Louis comes out, sings, crushes it.
Wow.
And then we did New York. New York together, we got in the crowd. Mimi's there from the Perillo tour, and Guy and Bernadette and everybody from the tour. It's great. So we're crushing it. So what do we do at the end? What do I do? So I say to John, what's the, you know, off mic, I say, what are we doing? He goes, well, we could do Summer Wind. And Summer Wind's great, but it's like, I want to end it. I say, can I do Pink Cadillac? So John Cleani, the great maestro, goes, well, the cats don't have the music for it. I go, they'll get it. I know they'll get it. Let's do Pink. Now I'm saying to the greatest jazz pianist in the world, let's do Bruce Springsteen. So I grab my guitar and I said, come on, everybody up, everybody dancing. And I started going into Bruce and I said to the band, I went, Peter Gunn. That's all I said to the band. It's Peter Gunn, guys, and the riff. And they knew exactly what I was talking about. So John, I kick into Pink Cadillac, damn, 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 and we're doing a rock and roll. And when I went to the break, you know, and Pink Cadillac, the horns go like this. Da sound.
That's cool.
Da da da. Ba 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 da da da. It was brilliant. And then I go, Johnny Cleani piano. He took his two index fingers, like nothing I've ever seen, and he starts playing a piano with his index fingers, like at a speed that I couldn't. It looked like it was like a video on high speed. And he crosses his hands. The crowd went nuts. It was like one of those nights. So, Ruth, thank you, and thank you for being there. It's what I do. I'm a blue-collar entertainer. And a thanks to the Long Island Weekly, they did a great article as well.
They'll be shouted out in your thank you email. It's coming out after the show.
Will you write me an email?
I'd be happy to.
Why do you do an email? Say, yes. On behalf of Joe, and you can do an email. Oh, but don't copy Mike Gallagher.
Right.
Anyway, and Mike is close to Donald Trump. Mike actually is the president. Loves Mike Gallagher, and he's very close to Don Jr. And that's I think that's how Don got there. Correct?
No. I think Andrea and John Katzmatidis got him there.
All roads lead to the Katzmatidis. Right, we know that. 8:21. Joe on the radio. John Bramnick's going to join us momentarily. And you always at 877-970-2999. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hiya, Debbie.
If anybody gets a chance to see you perform, they have to go.
You're the best. So
amazing. Oh. I enjoy seeing you perform so much.
And
I know everybody, and when we were in Italy, people were raving about your performance.
And when you're in the audience, I only play to you. It's so funny. You were there in Italy at the
Abbaciatore
Palace.
Yeah,
I saw Debbie.
Right.
I did the whole song to you. And then when I was at, you know, receiving those accolades from my grandfather's hometown, you were there. You teared up as I was talking about
my
grandpa. And I just, I almost lost it right there.
Yeah.
So I love
so
you.
Touching.
Thank
That's
you, Debbie.
Touching.
I love you. I love you. You know that.
But anybody who can see Joe perform, definitely go. He is amazing. Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the LIRR. Looks like service restored between Jamaica and Atlantic Terminal. Some residual delays, though, to deal with. Also, the Staten Island Railway delays as well because of wet leaves on the tracks. Let's see what's happening as you head inbound at the GWB, still 30 minutes into town. The outbound upper-level construction, Lincoln Tunnel 25N, Holland Hill 25N from both approaches. Route 4 is busy eastbound in toward Hackensack Ave, getting out toward Hackensack and River Edge with an accident there. And 18 is still busy northbound at Ferry Road in Old Bridge with a collision. Stop-and-go traffic on 9 at 9A, getting down toward Ossining. They just cleaned up a collision there. It's solid right now as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus by 3rd Avenue. An accident, and the LIE East at 108th, an accident there as well. Sunny today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the bias from the left.
48% believe the president should be removed from office. 56% disapprove of FBI Director James Comey's recommendation not to charge Clinton. The point is, more Americans felt Hillary should have been charged than feel President Trump should be impeached and removed. Did you give a rip? Did you care about popular opinion then, Democrats? Media?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Seeking manager, software development in New York, New York. Manage software application development for incubator of innovative products that reshape the way people create, consume, and work. Manage design, architecture, development, testing, and delivery of web and Apple mobile software applications with video processing, streaming, and storing features and Apple in-app purchase and subscription functionality using Amazon Web Services AWS Cloud Platform, PHP, Python, and Objective-C programming languages, and continuous integration and delivery, CI/CD tools. Must have a master's degree in computer science or related field or foreign degree equivalent and 3 years of experience, or a bachelor's degree in computer science or related field or foreign degree equivalent and 5 years of experience in managing design, architecture, development, testing, and delivery of web and Apple mobile software applications with video processing, streaming, and storing features and Apple in-app purchase and subscription functionality using AWS Cloud Platform, PHP, Python, and Objective-C programming languages and CI/CD tools. Please submit and duplicate your resume and cover letter referencing position number 0914 to B-Muse Agency, LLC. Attention Michael Kohlmeyer-Hyman, EVP Business Affairs, 603 Greenwich Street, Suite 101, New York, New York, 10014. Again, submit and duplicate your resume and cover letter referencing position number 0914 to B-Muse Agency, LLC. Attention Michael Kohlmeyer-Hyman, EVP Business Affairs, 603 Greenwich Street, Suite 101, New York, New York, 10014. B-Muse Agency, LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Joe on the radio, John Bramnick will join us momentarily. It's 826. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. Phil Guarneri knows that. He's the CEO of Empire State Bank and a great guy. He's got the best team over there at Empire State Bank. Let's hear from Phil right now.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I've never seen anything like this at Empire State Bank, how they go to Staten Island, they go all around the whole Hudson, lower Hudson Valley in Brooklyn. Empire State Bank, you might want to check it out, please. Phil's a great guy. Esmeralda is over there. Everybody's just a great team. Empire State Bank, and go here, please. ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Again, lower Hudson Valley, Staten Island, Brooklyn. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
There's a little Bruce. That's it, man. Jersey time. 827 with Joe on the radio. Jersey Joe, Jersey John on the radio. Assemblyman Jersey John Bramnick. Hey, John, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Love Joe Piscopo. Everybody loves Joe.
We love the book, man. We're having so much fun with your book, John. That is so funny. Everything. It's like a rule. You came up with the best rules in the world.
Well, they're simple. Just be nice to everybody and think about the other person, and you don't have to buy the book. As long as you're a nice person and you care about other people, you can save $22 and not buy the book. That's
it's
all.
True. Now, you know what I got to tell you, and full transparency, John's running tomorrow in this race, and I would suggest humbly and respectfully that you just vote. I would make it a protest vote to vote for John Bramnick tomorrow because you want John, and before I'm going to go to the New York Times article, we got a lot to talk about. How do people keep voting? I'm a lifelong Blue Dog Democrat. You know that. And I met you probably then when I was a Democrat. And I love the Democrats in Jersey. But they don't
They're not coming up with any initiatives to cut spending. They're not coming. How you with what you're doing with housing, John Bramnick, how you're involved in schools, how you're involved in taxes. And I'm not just saying that because I like you and because I know you. But the Democrats, there's not one initiative. All they keep saying is vote for us or vote against Donald Trump. I mean, how do you make your case, man?
If they send one more vote down for Phil Murphy's tax and spend policies, they'll have a veto-proof majority. So what I say to people, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, right, or an independent, you don't want to send more Democrats to Trenton. They already have 54 out of 80 votes in the House. You want an opposition voice because the more votes you give the Democrats, the farther left they go. And even the reasonable Democrats get pushed out of the conversation. So what I say to people is, look, we fought against these 140 tax increases. We're fighting against the courts imposing housing in our thousands of new units in town. So you try to get away from the rhetoric. You got a lot of mean people on the internet. Somehow they want to hide in the dark corners say stuff. Yeah. Bottom line is, don't give Phil Murphy more votes, whether you like me or not. Don't give him any more votes.
I know. And by the way, we love the governor. He's one of the nicest individuals in the world. Phil Murphy is a great guy. Tammy, his wife, beautiful people. But I think you look what's happening with Steve Sweeney, the Senate president, who's doing, in my opinion, a good job down there. And and he's a Democrat, and he has problems because the governor, you can't tax our way out of everything. And you can't.
This is not personal. Phil Murphy. I'm sure he's got a big heart. We just don't have a big enough pocketbook, which is the size of his heart. Yeah. When you raise taxes 140 times, you have to stop. We're going to be bankrupt in the state. So all I'm saying to people is, listen, you might love him. Don't give him another vote because it's way too extreme. I mean, that's our message. And actually, Steve Sweeney's saying the same thing, and he's a Democrat.
That's right. And then when the governor says, and with respect to the very decent man that Phil Murphy is, when you say, if you want low taxes, New Jersey's not the place for you to be. Well, how could you say something like that? I'm getting killed.
This? Huh? How about if he said this? We're going to do our best to lower the taxes or keep the taxes the same. No, he goes like this. Look, taxes is your issue. This is probably not your state. That indicates that he's not going to try to rein in taxes. And that's why I'm saying all we need is a two-party system. In Jersey, we don't have it. Yeah, and if you want to eliminate every Republican from the discussion in Trenton because you're so mad at Donald Trump or you're mad at Chris Christie, it's a really big mistake because you don't want government to be out of whack, out of balance.
It's so true. Now, every state assembly person in New Jersey is up for re-election tomorrow, John?
Yes.
Wow.
Boy.
And we stand behind Robert Auth, to our buddy on the show. Robert came up with some great initiatives, and he's in Debbie Duhame's district there. And I voted early, and really, I'll vote for a Democrat, John Bramnick. I love the way you took me over across what you call the DMZ when we went down to Trenton. You were so nice. You said, Joe, you're here in the Republican caucus. Let's go see the other side. That was so... That's what we need down there, man.
Because it's not personal.
Yeah,
it's not personal.
Yeah.
But you also want this balance. So whether it's personal or not, or whether I like Phil Murphy individually as a person and his wife, it's got nothing to do with the fact that you want a two-party system. Because the best thing that can happen is the middle has a solution, not one extreme or the other.
Yeah, it's so true. John Bramnick on the phone with us, kind enough to call in. What time are the polls open tomorrow, John? Do you know?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow. I early voted. If you go down, I'm not going to be around tomorrow. I'm so busy. I went down to Flemington, and I tell you what, again, I'll vote. I will vote for a Democrat. I will vote for things. I'm pretty much a libertarian anymore, as conservative as I am. I voted Republican right across the line just to tell Trenton, you got to stop with the taxing. That's the one thing, the taxes. And it was like kind of a revolt attack. So I have to tell you, and I know, and again, we have to now open the lines for any of your folks running against you, John, just to be open and objective.
Sure,
and I think that with the voting laws, but I have to say to you, listening, this is a fine gentleman. And I'll tell you, he's a good, I know him. He's a good guy. And he understands the unions. I've had one-on-one, a million one-on-one chats with John Bramnick. This is a very decent man. And it's very important that, in my opinion.
And I was endorsed by the police union and the teachers union because they know I'm not crazy.
That's the rank and file, John, that gets it. They get it.
And those are working people.
That's exactly right. And you do a great job representing all of New Jersey. Jersey Assemblyman, and we appreciate it. John, we're friends. We laugh. We have fun. We love your comedy. I know you'll be down at the Borgata. We'll plug it all. We love your book, but I got to tell you, it's a joy to know you. Thanks for your guidance in the world of politics in New Jersey, because you keep it amicable, you keep it bipartisan, you keep it smart, and you actually care, John Bramnick, about the people of the state.
Everyone appreciates your big heart. Joe Piscopo has the biggest heart in the world,
brother.
And I'm proud to know him.
Thank you, John. God bless. Godspeed. Let's talk tomorrow if you can. All right, Johnny.
Thanks, good luck. Thanks for everything.
Yes, sir. Assemblyman John Bramnick right there. And again, we open the airwaves. You know, if you disagree with anything that we said, you're more than welcome to join us. 877-970-2999. 834 with Joey on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows. And we have Admiral James. Any admiral? I love this. We have an admiral on the show. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. Stavridis says, that's a Greek name. See, John Katzmatidis is going to be very happy.
Oh, yeah. They're friendly.
I'm sure John knows every Greek person on the planet. You ever notice that?
I have noticed.
Admiral James has a Sailing True North. That's the name of the book. 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character. And we'll talk about national security issues with the admiral. Hey, Joe Piscopo, Big Al Gattulo, singing Al Gattulo. He's got an album. He's got a beer show. He's like, the man. He's like a big star now. And don't forget about us, Al, when you go to ESPN. I'm just saying.
Was there already.
The music.
Fired from you. Only job I've ever been.
I think we should
from.
Do the music stylings of Al Gattulo. Well, it's a marshmallow.
I will play something when we come back from the break that came out today. Years ago.
Am I going to be irritated by it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what he likes to do. Hey, Big Al's got the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As of a half hour ago, a United Airlines flight made an emergency landing at Newark Airport after their crew reported smelling smoke in the cockpit. No other details are available. If we get more, we will let you know. New York State lawmakers holding a hearing today on the potential dangers of vaping and e-cigarettes. A couple Senate committees will get together at noon in Lower Manhattan and hear from health experts and students on the matter. New York lawmakers are trying to figure out how to regulate the products that have been linked to illnesses in New York State and around the country. State health officials are urging people to stop vaping. Both U.S. and state flags are flying at half-staff today in the state of New Jersey in honor of the late Congressman Bill Hughes. The governor ordered the flags to fly at such at all state buildings and facilities. Hughes was a Democrat who served much of South Jersey in Congress after being elected in 1974. He remained in Congress until 1995 before serving as the U.S. ambassador to Panama for 3 years under former President Bill Clinton. Governor Murphy says Hughes fought tirelessly to protect the Jersey Shore and the Pinelands, and that his work will continue to inspire future leaders. In sports, Jets took an early 7-0 lead but wound up losing 26-18 to the previously winless Dolphins in Miami. Giants hosting the Cowboys on Monday Night Football tonight. The Knicks' losing streak is now at 3 after a 113-92 setback to the Kings at MSG. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to Route 1. Route 1 is busy southbound as you get down toward Scudder's Mill Road, as you get down toward Princeton. Expect delays on 24, the ramp at 9A and Summit. Still blocked. It's an overturned tanker and a fuel spill. Solid traffic as you head to 18 north at Ferry Road in Old Bridge. An accident there. Inbound GWB about 30 minutes into town. The inbound Lincoln 25, Holland 25 minutes getting into town. 80 West exit 58 in Patterson, a collision. Deegan, busy southbound into Van Cortlandt Park with a crash over in the Bronx. LIE East at 108th, an accident. Westbound BQE right at Queens Boulevard. That's a disabled truck. He's in the right lane, causing quite a delay there. And watch for slowdowns on the Northern State West right into New Hyde Park Road. It's an accident on the ramp, so prepare for slowdowns. And over on 95 northbound, as you get up toward exit 21 in Port Chester, a collision there. Sunny today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of owing back taxes to the IRS or state and need relief? New guidelines in tax reform have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative programs, but this won't last long. The tax problem solvers have set up a direct line for a free qualification. Call 1-800-928-7418. Put this number in your cell phone, 1-800-928-7418. You'll be given the opportunity to speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax situation and explain how you can reduce and even eliminate the debt. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk of collection enforcement, such as wage garnishments, liens, and bank levies. If you're currently on a payment plan, have unfiled tax returns, or have been denied in the past, new guideline changes may make it possible to qualify now. Make sure to ask us about our free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. Call 1-800-928-7418. Again, that's 1-800-928-7418.
Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Happy Monday. Great to have you with us. Busy week. Oh, my Lord. And I love seeing you out there. And there's more to come. But first, I'd like to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes to 845. It's 840 right now. 5 minutes. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. If you call 855-621-9949. And you can say, Joe sent me. They'll know what you're talking about. 855-621-9949. You get a free oil change and filter on me and that free multi-point inspection, which you need at Route 22 Toyota. Check out Alex Cancella, general manager, came up with this whole concept, can give you that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom, all brand spanking new, by the way, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. That state-of-the-art service center. Iggy is so proud of that. And this is the family, like I always tell you, the family over there. Iggy and Carmelo and Johnny and Chris. This is a great team. They love when you go over there. Now they give you this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you have to 845. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Took care of my sister like family, Carol. You know, and took care of Frankie, Mike Gallagher, and they're going to take care of you the same exact way. And when I needed a part for my car, which was a General Motors car, I told you, I called what? Route 22 Toyota. Where can I? Iggy got it for me. It's in Brooklyn, Joe. You know the story. I'm telling you, they could cover you on all bases. And now this, to get you over there to Route 22 Toyota, you're going to love the showroom. And by the way, the new customer lounge, ugh, to die for. I'm telling you, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Al Music, Black Sabbath, very nice album. You're banging your head.
You had the long hair. Would you ever grow your hair long like that?
Yeah. No, not again. No.
Yeah. What you want to do? Frank's waiting for you to be purple again.
Oh no.
It looks good like this,
blonde.
Frankie. Right?
Blonde next year.
Yeah, his hair looks good now.
And like, blonde next year. Why don't you leave it just like that?
No, I'm doing the Guy Fieri next year.
Well,
blonde spikes. I'm gonna dye the goatee blonde.
Is there a reason for that?
Why not? Why not? So that was the Mob Rules. That's the second Black Sabbath album. Ronnie James Dio came out back in 1982 on this day.
Oh, is that right? Thank you. Yeah. Because the audience was wondering. If one person asked me about that.
Mob mentality, sometimes, you know, you never know. But yeah.
Hey, Big Julie's. I just like saying Big Julie's on the phone. I just like that. Big Julie, one of our dedicated listeners, calling in at 843. Good morning, Julie. How you doing this morning?
I'm still here listening, Joe. Don't think you ever lost me. I'm still here.
Thanks, buddy. Listen, thanks. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I want to make a comment on those fare beaters in Brooklyn. Let me tell you, to see that. Those people jumping the turnstiles yesterday, and that senator, what's her name, over there, approving it.
AOC, Congresswoman, yeah.
Let me tell you, it's not just there. We have a crime issue in this city. If Giuliani was in office, none of this would have ever happened. He would never allow it. And not just that. I mean, I see myself in candy stores where guys come in and ask for a Philly cigar, and the guy says $2, and the guy would say it's too much, and just grab it and walk
wow.
out of the store.
Wow.
I see it. Going into stores, grabbing sodas, and just walking by, and the people are afraid to call the police because they're afraid of all the ramifications. They're going to let them go, and they're going to have a problem. Imagine being a store owner and seeing somebody just walking, and this has happened many a times in front of me. The last guy with the cigar, because I'm a cigar smoker, it got me very upset that he grabbed this, and the poor guy who works hard 15, 20 hours a day has to stand there and take it. Yeah. That's all I got to say, Joe.
Julie, well said as always, my friend. We love you. Appreciate that. We're talking about the protesters at the turnstile say you shouldn't arrest. AOC said you shouldn't arrest people who jump the turnstile. So, but someone put on Twitter, and I wish I had the name of that person to give credit for. If these folks who are jumping the turnstile can afford weed, because you could smell that in all over New York, if they could afford to buy marijuana, they could afford to buy a Subway token or whatever you do now. Because I'm not a Subway guy, you go in, but you shouldn't be able. You can't
Subway token.
You can't endorse you're
a Subway guy once.
once.
We haven't used Subway tokens in 17 years.
Right. Subway tokens. I know. So you can see how long it's been since Joe's actually taken a Subway. I understand. Man of the people. Not really.
Who's this new Tonight Show host? Johnny Carson?
He call himself Johnny or John?
He'll never be Jack Parr.
Wait a minute. So what? How did I use? No, you're right. Because I went. No, I went to the
MetroCard.
I went to the which they should call it the Giuliani thing. Now they call it the Oculus.
Right.
Remember, I went there and I took the subway back. And this was Al, wise guy, 3 months ago. And you're right. I got a little card.
Right.
I put a thing in a card, came in. I put the card in.
Yeah, they're about to do away with those, right? So I'm saying they're phasing those out.
Look at his face. He's saying all discombobulated. He can never use the subway again.
They should bring the tokens back.
No, they're not bringing that. But no, they're replacing Metro.
Maybe it's the word token that kind of offended
everyone's
going
to have an easy pass attached to them. And they're just going to walk.
Well, pretty much. That is pretty much what it is. It's a new system called Omni. But they're phasing out the Metro cards, which replace the token with this new system called Omni.
What's the Omni?
You hold your phone up to the turnstile.
Now that to me is, what if people don't have the phone? What if they don't have the phone?
Well, you could still use your MetroCard for now.
All right. And then they'll phase out the MetroCard. People don't have phones, and that's kind of rude. Tokens, I'm telling you. Johnny Carson should be back on television. Is he still around?
No, I remember I did a segment when Jay Leno left the Tonight Show, and people, you know, my audience is, they're seasoned citizens, right?
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
And people were calling me and say, "Oh, I didn't ever like that Jay Leno.
The
Tonight Show hasn't been the same since Jack Parr
left."
Great. Right?
That's great. I love it. It's so true. So Jack Parr, man.
Talking about the fare evasion,
who
right?
Was great.
And they don't want to arrest these people jumping over the turnstiles. Did you see this story about how a city judge released two gun suspects without bail the day after they were separately accused of firing their illegal weapons in the street? The Bronx Criminal Court Justice Shari Michaels, who was once rebuked by the state ethics panel for trying to use a position to wriggle out of a minor traffic accident, let these two people go.
Yeah.
Let them go.
No, it's happening like that.
Should cops, Joe Borelli raised the point on Twitter a little while ago, why should the police officers arrest these people? Why? When they're only going to be released 10 minutes later on their own recognizance.
Bill Bratton wrote about this months ago. He said it. And also I have to tell you, with the NYPD, all of this nonsense, and we shouldn't even be talking about these people talking about being allowed to jump the subway, turnstiles. Do they still use the word turnstile, Frank? I got that right away. But you can't. It's called broken windows. It's the way Bill Bratton and Rudolph Giuliani cleaned up this city. It was if you go back to that and just let it go, it's going to be absolute. It's going to be lawlessness all over. And for AOC to back this, and we feel for everybody. You can't afford it. Well, then
But it's even so much worse than that. I mean, I can understand. I don't agree with it, but I can understand people saying, "All right, nobody should be arrested for fare evasion." occasion. There's an argument to be made and a debate to be had about that. But what she's doing is standing with the protesters that were vandalizing those police cars, that were holding signs saying F the police, that were saying NYPD KKK, that were pelting these cops with garbage.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's so much worse than just saying we shouldn't arrest fare beaters. You know, we could have a debate about, oh, I think we should arrest people for this. You think we shouldn't? Okay. But when these are the people's representatives, the cops. They work for the public. They're public servants. So we're saying it's okay to call them racists and murderers, even though, by the way, the majority of the NYPD happens to be minority.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bizarre.
And they put their lives on the line in stressed areas where these folks come from, where they're complaining. They go in when there's a domestic violence call. Who the mothers of these, forgive me using the word, these punks that are going to do what they're doing, the mothers of those punks call, who are they going to call when there's a problem in that stressed area?
The person I would have loved to have seen a supportive tweet from would have been Dante de Blasio, who we now know was being protected by the cops, even chauffeured back and forth to college.
He was.
And then the response from the mayor was, well, there were a lot of threats, and the NYPD chose to do that. All right, so let's say that's true. I have my doubts if that's true, but let's say that's true. Yeah. Then wouldn't it be nice for Dante to say, you know what, I've seen firsthand the kind of professionalism that the NYPD is involved in on a daily basis, and these kind of demonstrations have no place in our city and in his home borough of Brooklyn.
And you know what? What if one of these people who was screaming against the cops with the F the police and all this other stuff, what if they actually picked up the phone and called the cop and needed them? What if the cops just decided in mass to say, you know what?
Yep.
We're not going to respond to any of these calls. No, they won't do that because they took an oath and they'll be there to protect those people. Those people are disgusting. It's wrong.
You're right. Under Commissioner James O'Neill, the safest big city in the United States of America. I see your phone calls. We'll try to go in a second. Let me go to Debbie real quick because she's looking out for you, and I know you got to get to work. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock on AM 970. You know, I don't take the subway. It's a germ thing. There's so much germ. I'm a man of the people. I like to give the cab drivers business. Yeah,
okay.
Even if I'm not calling Uber so much anymore because I want the cab drivers. I want those drivers to have business.
Oh, yeah,
and I feel cleaner in a cab than they do in the subway. I don't know that it is. I just bring my Durasan wherever I go, Deb.
Bring a Durasan.
Did you see me bring the Durasan when we were leaving Italy? I brought a big Durasan package down to everybody.
Yes, you're the candy stuff out. We're like,
Joe Giovanello sent us the Durasan to Italy. They sent a Durasan. Did you know, Frankie? I had a Durasan shipment sent to Sorrento, and it showed up. Thanks to Joyce. Thanks to Joe Giovanello for sending that down. Everybody was so happy. Hey, 8:51. Debbie's out there looking out for you. And AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. We're going to go to 95 northbound, getting up toward the area of Port Chester. It's an accident causing delays on 287 east, getting out through Port Chester as well. Watch out for stop-and-go traffic as you head to the inbound GWB. It's still 25 to the upper, but only 10 to 15 to the lower, 10 to 15 from the Palisades Parkway. Inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 30. Holland's still about 20 in from both. Watch for some delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. Western Spur North, getting up toward 15W, a collision for eastbound. Heading out toward Hackensack, a crash there. Traffic is a problem on 24, the ramp at 9A, and Summit still blocked with an overturned tanker. Deegan, southbound at Van Cortlandt Park, a collision. Westbound BQE at Queens Boulevard. Stall truck, he's still sitting out there. Watch for delays. Westbound Belt, solid through Lefferts Boulevard. Northern State West, the ramp at New Hyde Park Road. An accident on that ramp. And traffic is still moving slowly. Sunrise Highway West at Johnson Ave in towards Sayville with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees a major victory for our country and the president.
Biggest foreign policy achievement in the Trump administration, arguably. Big, big day, right? Huge day for the president of the United States and for this country, most of all. Number one terrorist in the world, taken out by our Army Special Forces.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by NationalPollData.org. President Trump recently pulled U.S. troops from Syria, stating that the fight over land has nothing to do with us. Many politicians are concerned that the withdrawing of troops could lead to the reemergence of the Islamic State militant group. However, President Trump made a campaign promise to bring home our troops. But should we, if it risks national security? Go to MiddleEast45.com to cast your vote in a national poll. Should the U.S. pull all military troops out of the Middle East? A Brown University study has pinned the cost of wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Syria at about $5.9 trillion and climbing. This doesn't include the cost of nation building once military operations wind down. Does the U.S. need to be the world's police, or should we focus on our domestic issues? Go to MiddleEast45.com to cast your vote. It's time for the public to decide. Should the U.S. pull all military troops out of the Middle East? Go to MiddleEast45.com and cast your vote today. That's MiddleEast45.com. MiddleEast45.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
So I hold in my hand the very good folks that advertise with us. They're the family. And then we have folks who are kind enough to go out and our salespeople who do such a magnificent job and are making us so very successful on the radio. And I have copy in front of me for Connors and Sullivan. So I'm looking at it. I could give you the number. I could give you the locations. But I have to tell you from my heart, I don't even have to look at the copy. Mike Connors is a great guy. Beth, his wife, is magnificent. She's a Louisiana girl, and she's got Southern hospitality in Brooklyn. And it's a great match, Mike Connors and Beth and their beautiful son and the family. They will take care of you when you want to have estate planning. And I know you're not thinking about it. I know you don't like to think about it. You have to think about it. Because when I think about, I mean, and I know we're under the gun and we have phone calls, but when I think about my crazy life and then I think about people from the outside that come in, when you get divorced and then someone comes in, they all expect to get your money. Did you know that? Oh, yes, they do. They expect, oh, I'll marry into that. Oh, I'll go. You don't know where your money goes. So I gave all of the scenario, thanks to my son, Joey. I got to give Joey a big shout out. I go, I sit with Mike and Bridget and Kelly and Rose and Justin. And I call Lisa over at 718-238-6500. And I say, this is my problem. I'd like my money to go to who? My children. Oh, God forbid, right? Mike goes, got it. They meticulously, Kelly and Rose, they meticulously broke down exactly where every cent goes, because number one, the government's going to be right in your face. You know, God forbid something happens to you, right? And who else is going to come and nip at you and try to take your money? Mike Connors could protect your financial legacy that you have worked so hard for. So you can get a free initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. And don't forget to listen to Mike Connors himself, Ask the Lawyer, Sunday mornings at 11 right here on AM 970 The Answer, and or at 8 o'clock on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist. Joey, did you get on the bike this weekend, did you?
Yes, I did. Saturday morning, did about 42 miles. It was a little chilly, but we got it out.
Oh, this is good, man. How many miles?
42 on Saturday. Then I ran yesterday morning, got 9 miles.
Al, don't you feel like you accomplished
a half marathon in December?
Oh, gosh. A half marathon. Al did 200 crunches? 200?
Yeah, 200.
Look at that, how he's doing that. You're an inspiration.
200 crunches?
That's good, though, right? I couldn't even do that.
That's crazy.
But then you always come back with 42.
I didn't do, hold on, I didn't do all 200 in a row. I do reps of 10 and take a quick 10-second break and then do another.
Perfect. Still, that's good.
That's crazy.
But, Joe, you do 42 miles, we feel like wusses. I did a workout. I got
200 crunches. I couldn't do that.
Unbelievable.
I skipped drink beer, too. So, you know, let's you know, not. You know.
I skipped breakfast this morning.
Hey, Joey, weather-wise, how are we doing? Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo
sun
day.
Sun and some clouds today, about 55 today. We'll get a bit of rain tomorrow. Won't be much, about 60, maybe a tenth of an inch, and then sunshine for Wednesday, high 53. It's going to get colder Friday into the weekend.
Oh, Joey, cold. You said 40 cold, like 40 cold?
Yes. There's going to be some snowflakes in the air, I think, Thursday night. Very close by.
No, we don't like snowflakes. All right, there's Joe, thank you. Joe Lundberg right there, 42 miles out. Just like that. That's his warm-up right there. Unbelievable. 8:58, couple minutes away from 9 o'clock. You know what I'm going to do when we come back at 9, if I can? Are we going to the Admiral 9 o'clock? Let's do it. Admiral James Stavridis, live on Piscopo in the morning.